You for that wonderful question. It's true that there is firstly a lot of information. In fact, we're living in times where the information is increasing and the attention span is decreasing, especially on the internet. And one of the and you know actually one of the biggest roles that platforms like Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms play in this is that they're actually actively fueling it as well, because there is a lot of competition to create content. There's a lot of competition to push more information, reach more audiences, and get the most audiences that you can. So what's obviously ending up happening is that there is an information overload. What we really need is a fair amount of government openness in terms of how they are relaying data and information which can be legitimate and reliable. Because currently, the way I see it, and we've seen back in India and many other parts of the world, the amount of information that the government is giving is limited. What ends up happening is that most of the information that's hence coming out is coming from secondary and tertiary parties. Often that data or that information is not legitimate either. And that brings me to the second point, which is that, what do we do about the fact that there is a lot of misinformation? For that, especially on the internet, for that, we need to understand that the internet, so to say, represents everything that we are offline, of course. I mean, it's literally a mirror of what we are, offline. And the same kind of biases and the same kind of, culture, the same kind of hatred translates into the same kind of politics online, which leads to a lot of misinformation spreading. I mean, the onus, of course, lies also on the consumers. But it's extremely tricky, because I absolutely do not advocate for any kind of censorship of the internet. Absolutely not. But at the same time, the onus is on the public to kind of judge what information they are consuming and what they're sharing ahead, because that's how it's spreading. But at the same time, we do need more ethical, more reliable outlets to be sharing information, of course.
Thank you.